Checking in from the Rogue payphone. This is the phone. I actually know the guy who set this up. It's not exactly illegal, but it's might as well be. He set it up on the, it's just barely on a piece of private property where there used to be a sporting goods store. A sporting goods store went out of business, and the lot was empty for about a year and a half. And that was when my buddy in the business put in this the satellite phone with, it's solar powered and satellite, so you can put this thing anywhere. And I think he told me it costs about $7 or $8 a month to operate. It makes about $3 or $4 a day, so there you go. That's the state of the payphone business for you. I was just checking in on some of the old standbys that have been lingering out here on Northern Boulevard and surrounding areas for years now. There's one outside the Taco Bell that somebody finally beat the shit out of. And I was looking for the New York telephone booth that used to be up on 62nd Street, but they replaced it with one of those fucking machines. And there was also another payphone near where I'm standing, but they replaced that one with one of those stupid-ass machines. So I checked in on some others. There's the remains of a underdog payphone over on 31st Avenue at like 55th Street or so, 50-something Street. And there's still nothing but the enclosure left of another phone near where I'm standing over outside of a liquor store. Then, after that, I think you're not going to find any until all the way down Queens Plaza. I always forget about those two. They're on the Queens Plaza north side. Queens Plaza south side. And they usually work, which is surprising. I thought they got rid of everything at Queens Plaza, but that's still there. Those two are still there, and sometimes the ones up in the subway station work. Most of the time they don't. I haven't done this in a while. It's a beautiful day, and I could really stand here at the desk and do some real work, but this counts. I've been keeping an eye on those machines again. They do so many things wrong, and I'm coming to the conclusion that nobody cares. Nobody cares that the weather forecasts are completely inaccurate. Nobody cares that the AP headlines were from 3 months ago. Nobody cares that the phone calls get cut off after a minute. It just nobody cares. It doesn't matter. But I did notice that they got rid of the bus arrival time feature, which was one of those bewildering sources of useless information play. It is a bunch of raw data. They just throw it in front of you and they say, here it is, you figure it out. If it's not automated, we can't deal with it. You know, we can't handle the workload of actually determining which bus stops are closest to these machines and what information to present accordingly. And automation sounds like a beautiful thing, but when it's also spitting out such garbage content, what the hell's the value? Oh, look at this. There's a fist fight across the street. Holy crap, they're like in the road. This is Northern Boulevard, folks. That's like a highway. And they are really pounding the snot out of each other. And they look drunk as hell. This is a little triangle in the middle of a three-way intersection where people are always sitting around drunk and stoned or fucked up on whatever K2 they're taking these days. I was wondering what everybody was looking at. So, I had said that there were no other payphones until Queens Plaza. I always forget about these two. Outside the 7-Eleven on Northern Boulevard, 35th Street. And there's two of them that phone enclosures are kind of taking over. That is my long term last. Today only one of them works. Usually they both work. You can also find them if you go over, if I got over down Broadway, and there's still a number of them along there. So, I was about to start complaining about this other thing regarding the machines. They publish a data set now, and I can't figure out what the frequency is. Maybe it's a secret to figuring that out, but I've been grabbing it, and they claim that due to a snapshot of the current working order of all those machines, and the first time I looked at it, I found at least a half dozen errors. And I was looking at the status. It's supposed to tell you whether the tablet is working, if the phone is working, and if the Wi-Fi is working. And like I said, the first time I looked at it, I looked up machines that had basically never worked. There was one on Sandler Street near me that the tablet had basically never worked since it didn't install. And it reported that one as being working. And I looked for five or six others. They were all claimed to be up, but they were not. So I sort of forgot about it, but then I started importing the data into my website, into my database. I made a map of them, and the map is fed by that data. I started out into a PML file, and one of my complaints at this point is that the map can be pretty slow to render, but I'll figure that out some other time. So since I did that, I've had maybe 20 chances to check the data and see if it's accurate, and I don't think it ever was. It might have been accurate one or two times. I know it actually was accurate the very first time I checked against my map, but since then, it may have been accurate one other time. And why do they do this? What is the purpose of this content? It's Smart City has such a fetish for automation that's the kind of cleanup work and detailed picking out of the bad data that's never going to happen because people are too busy for that. And the same could be said for the stupid bus arrival time, which is just throwing all this garbage content at you, raw data off the feed. And I know the bus time API is a pain in the ass. I had no reason to wrestle with it myself. But why even do this when you have to know that this is garbage content? And now all I know is the weather. Like, how hard is it to get the weather right? All the machines I've seen today are locked in at 60 degrees. On the tablet screens. The bigger screens seem to be a little closer to accurate, low to mid-70s, it's about 75 right now, I think. But the tablet screens all give you a completely different picture. And then you start seeing headlines from 6 months ago, and who knows, maybe we're going to start blasting out emergency alerts for nothing, for no good reason. But if they can't get these little things right, why should we trust them to get anything else right? All right, I'm going to keep walking, and I am going to probably head home to do some real work at the desk. Not that this isn't real work.